Hey little troublemakers, how you doing? On today's episode, we're going to be talking about something called the dial method and how that applies to your health and fitness, both in movement and in nutrition. And what that means is largely that currently you're probably looking at your training, fitness, and the way that you eat as like an on-off switch. You're either really good or you just throw it all out the window. And I want to talk about how this can be really damaging for both your immediate and long-term results, and how we can look to swap that switch for the dial, and how that's going to really benefit you in the long term, both physically and mentally. I hope you enjoy. Roll the motherfucking intro. You might be unhappy with how you look, with how you feel, but that can all change. I've seen it, I've felt it. It's not how many lemons land on your head, it's what you make of the ones that do. What say we gather them up and make something tasty on Lifting the Lemons? Talk to me, Harold, and I haven't got all day. Move along, jog on, let's go. He's on, we're back. Ooh la la. Hey peeps. So, straight into it, into the meat and bones, the crackers and cheese. We're here to talk about why the on-off mentality is probably what's keeping you from reaching your health and fitness goals. That on-off switch, okay? And we're going to talk about why we want to swap that fucking switch for a dial and how much better that's going to be for you. Now, we can all relate to the on-off mentality. It's either, right, let's absolutely smash it. In this case, our fitness, changing our body. You know, it's usually in that time of the new year and you do loads of crazy workouts. You do this latest trend. You're really motivated. Or indeed, it's like, fucking hell, forget it, I'm not doing a thing. When you get burnt out or if life gets busy, which let's face it, it's kind of all the time. And you do close to nothing when this happens. It's the all or nothing approach, all right? We've heard it 1,000 times. And it comes from the best of intentions, but sadly tends to yield less all and more nothing. Try instead to think of your fitness like a dial. So we take away just the on, off, the extremes there, and we insert a dial. In this case, think about it on 1 to 10. I want you to think about what can you do right now? How can you do a little more? How can we turn that dial up a bit? Which largely is what we're all trying to achieve. We just want to move our movement up a little bit, all right? Raise our expenditure so we can begin to lose body fat most likely. How can you do a little bit more? Is work super crazy for you right now? Is your kid keeping you up at night? Is something, you know, taking up much more of your time than usual? That's fine. Don't hold yourself to the standard of like, I've got to smash the gym 5 times a week or nothing. What can you do right now? So how can we take that dial from might be on like a 2, which is just you doing kind of nothing, up to a 3 or even a 2.5, all right? That might just mean you taking the stairs where possible or walking a little bit more, from place to place and opting for some short, quick workouts at home, you know, by the side of the bed or wherever you can get them in, rather than being married, as I said, to that extreme of the on or the off. And what that means is you're always in the game. You're always in the fight. You're adjusting that dial as your lifestyle allows and as you're able to do so. And what that also means is you're not going to give yourself such a riveting, hard time. You're not going to set yourself up for failure by thinking, I'm either going to the gym every day or I fucked it and I'm a loser. No, man, like life totally happens and you have to account for that, which is why you have to come away from that old-fashioned on-off way of looking at things. Now, there's going to be times where you'll be able to turn things up a notch and really push yourself, all right? Really get stuck into your training and make some hard yards with your goals. But other times, you'll just have to do the best with what you've got. But it's still on, all right? We haven't turned it off and thrown caution to the wind. We're still in the game. Now, this not only encourages positive action regardless of what life throws at you, but it also prevents you setting yourself up for failure by reaching too far too soon or at a time that is just inappropriate, okay? Training, getting in shape, has to be in context with your life, which is largely why those all-out ridiculous plans or the cookie-cutter programs or the latest fad usually doesn't serve you that well, okay? Because it isn't suited to you and what you have going on with your time commitments, your physicality, and everything else that you have going on in your life. Now, how might this look on a scale of 1 to 10? To paint an extreme picture, say on 10, you've got training twice a day to be in the Navy SEALs, really extreme physical demands. And number 1, you've got kind of nothing. All right, we're lying down a lot or we're sitting in our chair. We have no extra exertion on top of the fact that we just have to move around our day. So say, for instance, you are at a one right now, okay? You haven't done much in the way of exercise and you're looking to improve that. You don't have to jump to 10 and kill yourself because it's only going to discourage you in the long run and make you think that you're a bit broken. How about we turn that up? You know, you could probably turn that up to a 2. What might that look like? Nah, you're taking the stairs. Twice a week, you're doing a bodyweight workout at home, perhaps. Okay, but if you feel like, you know what, I'm in a much better, my life is perfectly accommodating to me wanting to change these habits. I don't have a lot going on right now, so I can really put some time into my fitness. Turn that fucker up then, cool. Go to the gym 3 times a week, introduce those resistance sessions, the longest, and things like that. And you can really see how it's very rewarding because you're constantly upskilling in the process. And our nutrition works in the same vein, which is what we're going to talk about next. Rather than going from, you know, giving your nutrition no thought to then cutting out all carbohydrates and really restricting all your food choices to really bland, sad foods, which, as we all know, is quickly followed by crashing and binging and going back to square one, minus one. All right, that's that vicious dieting cycle that you can get stuck on for years, which is where the dial method comes in. Forget the extremes for a moment and think about how you can turn that dial from a 1 to a 2 and then a 2 to a 3 and so on and so forth. What can you do right now? How can you eat a little bit better today? Is life super crazy right now and you're getting back late from work or you don't have time to prepare any meals at home? Fine. Stick to basic principles like getting plenty of protein with each meal and drinking water. All right, and these things can be achieved wherever you are, all right? So it flows with your lifestyle, and you can turn that up as you get better and as you upskill. Now, there will be times when you'll be able to turn things up a notch, as we said. You'll be able to begin to master your nutrition a little bit more. You can try new things and tweak the minutiae. Other times, you're just going to have to do the best with what you've got, but the dial is still on. Now, this not only encourages positive action regardless of what life throws at you, but it also prevents you from setting yourself up for failure, like we said. And you'll be constantly upskilling and practicing new things under suboptimal circumstances, which, let's face it, is basically all the time. So you're not waiting for that elusive time where you're going to be like, I'm going to smash this 12-week program, or I'm going to do this because work's going to be a bit quieter and stuff like that. No, you're just tweaking your dial with whatever life throws at you. And it's going to make you much, much better at handling things under pressure and, as I said, under suboptimal circumstances. But you're always in the fight. You're always improving things and doing the best with what you've got, not waiting around or giving excuses to yourself. Think about it like putting a brick in a wall every day. Instead of rushing and trying to put up a wall in a day, only to have it crumble and leave you disheartened, you're gently placing a brick in the wall each day, making it's there and you're sorted, and you're like, cool, I can handle that. Let's put another one in the next day, and so on and so forth. So again, why don't you just take a moment, think about where your dial is on a scale of 1 to 10. You can split it into training and nutrition if you like, and be really real with yourself. Where am I at right now? Cool, that's fine. Can I turn it up? One measure, maybe a half a measure today or for this week, and take it from there. And as you slowly but surely climb up that staircase, should we say, of improving your habits and your behaviors around your movement and nutrition, you'll be doing it at such a rate and in accordance to your lifestyle that you can handle, all right? You're not stressed and just hanging on for dear life only to be thrown off at the next hurdle. You're upskilling as you go. And although progress might seem slower at first because you're not doing the extreme protocol, those building blocks stack on top of each other and then you fly. Trust me when I say this, I know it doesn't sound like the fancy, romantic, or really marketable approach, but it's the only one that's gonna serve you in the long run, all right? Why else do you think we've got, you know, such a problem, such an issue with people sticking to these healthy habits? It's because they're dancing around these extremes and hoping that one is just going to land. We actually really have to slow down and look at our own lives and understand how we can just do a little bit better today.